This is what's left of a military convoy that was attacked in the town of San Antonio. 17 soldiers were injured. Earlier, a civilian was killed, allegedly by the army.
It's not that the convoy was attacked for nothing. The army was shooting pellets and tear gas and killing people all along the road.
This area is called the middle of the world because it's right on the equator. It's a place where tourists usually come. But as you can see, it's the epicenter of the latest acts of violence here in Ecuador. The question now is, who provoked this? The army says the convoy was attacked without provocation on its way to the capital. Residents who say they witnessed the event have a different version.
The military arrived and attacked us without warning. They began shooting tear gas canisters from a helicopter, and one of them killed a resident. That caused outrage.
By all accounts, nearly 2 weeks after a nationwide strike began, violence in Ecuador has become difficult to contain. Authorities concede they no longer control the Amazonian city of Puyo.
We are facing a group of delinquents who are on the front line, putting the lives of police at risk.
The minister said international criminal organizations, presumably Mexican drug cartels, active in Ecuador, are also involved. The police claim they've infiltrated the Confederation of Indigenous Nations, who are leading the strike. The Confederation's leader agrees outsiders are infiltrating their ranks to spread violence and vandalism. But he told me they're mainly members of the police wanting to discredit their cause.
Before I was arrested, a couple of our radical protesters next to me kept on urging me to block our highway. I kept on telling them to calm down. They turned out to be the very same two agents who were with the police when they arrested me.
Amid the chaos, President Guillermo Lasso has announced he'll use all the means at his disposal to crush unrest.
Indigenous brothers and farmers who have been tricked into coming to Quito, we ask you to return to your communities for your safety and that of your families.
Hours later, the police came out in full force to show the president means business. Lucia Newman, Al Jazeera, Quito, Ecuador.